everybody, or 9 people, including myself. How's it going? I finally got Podomatic to correct my account, because it said that I had used up all of my memory, but I didn't. I erased some, so anyways. This is the embarrassing outburst for the day. I was for a couple days ago, but now it's for Veterans Day, November 11th. I'm going to try to get these out once a day, these shorter ones, to imply some kind of reliability to my podcasting. Figure if Harry Smith from CBS can get his chirpy voice out every weekday, then so can I. So I did my show on Wednesday, and it went all right. I had 3 listeners, including myself, so yeah. But the format's coming together. Starting something like a radio show or a podcast from scratch with absolutely no built-in audience is really hard. I've gotten more interested in politics, which is what is part of the show on Wednesdays and part of my blog and part of this podcast, ideally. I've gotten more interested in politics since I read an article in Newsweek long time ago about Howard Dean. It was on a smoke break from when I was working at Western Drug, a drugstore in Livingston, Montana, and having to wear a smock, the worst outfit for any woman in the world, a smock with embroidery that usually said, like, have a good day, and had a smiley face. I'm not really the embroidery type, so that was fun. I worked with a group of older ladies, and they all read either some new pulpy thriller or the tabloid from the rack of magazines on their breaks. Most of them smoked, except for one. So in the middle of nowhere, there I am, and I'm reading about Howard Dean and the younger generation getting involved via the internet and meetup.org and blogs and whatever, sitting on the dirt in the middle, in like an alley in the middle of Livingston with mountains and just in the middle of nowhere. And it just hit me somehow that maybe reading those actions in that small town, it just made that world seem more approachable and more attainable and more understandable. I didn't understand it, but the idea of it being able to be understood presented itself, finally, after 25 years. And this political interest and interest to understand what the hell is going on and then have an opinion about it, it joined my already sustained interest in film and pop culture and what have you. And since I haven't had a microphone in front of me since I hosted karaoke nights in Livingston, this blogging and podcasting wave has caught my eye. And be it because I have important things to say or because I desperately want people to listen to me, here it is. I come from a small dorm room off of State Street in Chicago and from a rarely listened to internet radio station on the 13th floor of a Michigan Avenue building. I don't know how to get people to listen. I don't exactly know what I want to say. All I know is that it gets better as it goes along, both on the podcast. Yeah, hit my microphone. Both on the podcast and on the radio show. And it's an uphill battle with no definite way to succeed. And Wednesday's show was the least listened to, but the most structured and well put together one. And of course, I forgot to record it. I forgot to bring a CD to record it. But improvements were made, and that puts a small spark of hope in my belly. Just like the same kind of spark that I get when I see how many people are subscribing to this podcast or seeing my picture on iTunes. And that my cheap ploy to try to get people to listen by saying I am not Adam Curry works in terms of like the search menu. Or if I, you know, see how many people are looking at the blog, even if they're just, you know, if they've been there for 0 seconds and they just came by because they're pressing next blog, next blog, next blog in Power Blogger. And someday soon, I hope that, I don't know how, but I hope that all of these sparks can finally become a fire and bring some result to them personally. And that's my embarrassing outburst of the day. Mainly embarrassing because, again, I don't know if it's because I have important things to say or just because I want people to listen to me talk or because I want to listen to myself talk. I don't know which one. Either way, I'm continuing to do this. It's good for me. I hope it's good for you. And I'm going to go take a nap because we had a fire alarm go off at 2:30 in the fucking morning last night, and we were outside in the cold until roughly 4, and then we got let back in, and just about when I was to my room, the alarm went off again, and so needless to say, I'm very tired, and I'm not going to class today. I went to therapy and my psychiatrist, and now I'm going to take a nap after I post this. So thanks for listening, everybody. Go to the blog at MT, the abbreviations for Montana, the letter M, the letter T, outburst.blogspot.com, and you can find my radio show, my internet radio show, at freeradiosaic.org. And you can listen to some of the other shows that they have going on. It's mostly music and some original music and some, you know, independent art school-y type of music. They got really good shows and it's interactive and they really appreciate listeners. And I invite you to get in on that. And also now I can say that this podcast was part of my hours of volunteer work that I have to do for being a DJ on there. Yay! And they have a webcam so you can see people and sometimes like the DJs dress up and dance and things. I'm going to do a puppet show sometime. I don't know what. But please listen. Please subscribe via iTunes or Podomatic or whatever. I don't know. Like me. Please. Please like me. I'll give you $1. If you get a friend to listen, I'll give you $1. You have to prove it to me, but I'll give you $1. This dollar will not be legal tender. It will not be legal currency, but it'll be $1 of some kind. So, let me know that you're out there, and thanks for listening, and I am going to stop talking now. See you guys later.